Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is mostly clear tonight, with pleasant temperatures in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a warm evening in Haifa, perfect for a stroll under the stars. Here are today's headlines. First, IDF strikes in the Lebanon Valley. Lebanese President Joseph Aoun defends actions against Hezbollah's critique, according to Walla Justin. Also, Sergeant Aidan Fox, killed by a UAV strike in Lebanon, will be laid to rest today. This comes from Israel Hayom, 2 hours ago. Also this hour, the Supreme Court demands the government to formulate a plan for an investigation committee into the recent massacre. Israel Hayom reported this 25 minutes ago. Separately, Israel has sent the Iron Dome to protect the UAE amid a barrage of Iranian missiles and drones. This was reported by JNS earlier today. And finally, internal strife in Lebanon intensifies as Hezbollah accuses leaders of serving foreign interests, Ynet reported 3 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Jewish activist and commentator posted just minutes ago about weapons found by the IDF in Hezbollah's strongholds in southern Lebanon. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya English reported just now that Israel is expanding its strikes in eastern Lebanon during a fragile ceasefire. David Keyes shared minutes ago his thoughts on the Iranian regime, questioning motives for not dismantling it. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's recent strikes in the Lebanon Valley, Walla reports that these actions are part of a broader military strategy. Lebanese President Joseph Aoun, addressing Hezbollah's Secretary General's comments, emphasized national priorities. This strike comes amid heightened tensions impacting regional stability. Turning to the tragic loss of Sergeant Aidan Fox, Israel Hayom notes that he fell during operational duties when Hezbollah's drone detonated nearby. His death underscores the ongoing risks Israeli soldiers face in volatile zones. The community prepares to pay their respects today. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court's directive to the government highlights growing impatience over the lack of accountability. As Israel Hayom explains, the court expects a plan within 2 months. This decision puts pressure on the government to act decisively. It's a critical step for public trust. On the diplomatic front, Israel's deployment of the Iron Dome to the UAE is a strategic move. JNS states this was in response to Iran's aggressive missile and drone attacks. This action strengthens ties between Israel and the UAE, showcasing regional alliances in defense. Finally, the internal conflict in Lebanon is reaching a boiling point. Ynet describes Hezbollah's accusations against Lebanese leaders as a reflection of deep-seated divisions. The ongoing tension threatens to destabilize the country further, affecting peace talks and economic recovery. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports that banks are seeking to declare Nochi Dankner bankrupt. The former IDB Group owner's debt settlement has collapsed, raising concerns over financial management. Separately, Israel Hayom Business covers changes in the home gas market. The Ministry of Energy's new index will reveal price discrepancies, encouraging fair competition. And finally, CTEC announces that Quantum Art has extended its Series A funding to $140 million. This Israeli startup is advancing toward large-scale quantum computing, marking a significant step in tech innovation. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.